Back to Amy and Sean on 102.7 VGS.
We all have like our celebrity hall passes, right?
I got five.
Really? You like for sure five?
I forced my wife into giving me hers.
Uh-huh.
And she was no. I'm like, no, seriously, you need to come up with it because I have five.
Yeah. who was on hers?
Number one was Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Jeff Timmons
lives here. Yeah.
And I got her to meet him.
Oh,
so
cool.
Really, like, I kind of like fed her to, but he's happily married, but otherwise, yeah. Fed her to the wolves. Otherwise.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's so funny. I saw this list of the sexiest male actors of all time, and I don't know. Mine aren't on here. They said Tom Cruise. I get it. I feel like that was a fad to say that I was never a fan of Tom Cruise, ever.
No.
They put Robin Williams on here. Like, funny guy.
Hey, who wrote this?
This is a survey done by Mothering Sunday.
Who?
I don't know.
This is the first and last time we will speak of this.
Yeah, facts. They put Tom Hanks on here.
Tom Hanks is handsome.
Very handsome, but sexiest male actor of all time.
Sexiest.
John Wayne's on here. I'll give him that. Patrick Swayze. Give him that. Mine aren't on here, though. Bruce Willis was always one of mine. I was always a huge Bruce Willis fan.
I'll give you Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jax Teller, who I always forget his name.
Who?
That's who the character he plays in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
I always forget his name, but he's on my list.
I don't need to know his name.
For sure.
Sorry, I didn't get your name. It's okay, babe. You don't need to.
Right.
It.
Yeah. Mark Messier was always on mine as well. I wrote to Oprah wanting to meet him.
Nice.
When he had his teeth in and his nose not broke.
You know, when you're a hockey player, you see any of the guys for the Knights. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, that the clown game where, like, you throw the balls, you have to knock down the clown.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the teeth. They come, they go.
Yeah. Some of them pop in, some of them pop out. Those are probably like my main ones. What's on yours?
All right.
You know your five, like, quick.
I know my three quick. The other two kind of float around.
Okay.
I'll tell you, like, the OGs, the ones that have been there for a long time.
Okay.
You got Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Fantastic. Absolutely adorable. And then you find out, all of a sudden, she's a fan of UFC, and you're like, wait a second. I thought she was just, like, this, like, sweet little girl. But wait, no, she's going to UFC events, so she's getting into it. Yeah. Okay. Fan.
Did you watch the show,
Whatever. Oh, yeah, the NBC. This Is Us.
Yeah,
no.
You didn't watch it. Okay.
No.
She was great in it.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm not watching that. Olivia Munn.
Okay.
Olivia Munn. Let me tell you something.
I gotta look her up.
Oh, okay. Olivia Munn.
Now, stupid.
Her stock went down a little bit after.
She's beautiful.
She is. Oh, my goodness. And some of the, like, she was sending photos supposedly to Aaron Rodgers, and she's a good egg.
They should get together. Were they ever together? They were
together.
Oh.
And then he's obnoxious, so she left.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you know, her stock kind of went down a little bit for me, but it's fine. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I think underrated for being hysterical.
Hilarious.
Fun. Down to earth.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Talented.
All the things.
That's a good one. I don't hear a lot of guys putting Jennifer Lawrence on there. So good for you. Put her one. Put her number one.
She's close. Yeah. I think it's between her and Olivia Munn. They're battling it out. And it's a great vision. Okay. People that I think have fallen off over the years. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't seen her. I still think she'd be great.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. You're saying all the Jennifers, but you're not saying my fave Jennifer.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston is... I stand Jennifer Aniston. I love her so much.
Is she your other side?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston or... yeah, Jennifer Aniston. I love her. How can you not love her? I still get mad at, what's her name? For, like, the Brad Pitt thing. What's her name?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Man, I'm not a fan. Boo is right. Can you get a boo?
I got the boos. Do we have boos?
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. And then there's one other person that fell off. This is, like, my original, like, childhood celebrity. Okay, I had a couple. They're all Nickelodeon-based. Moira Quirk from Guts. Okay, you ever watch Guts?
All right, let's go. We've lost it.
At the sound of my whistle, three players will jump off this thing and bounce around in the sky. Whoever has the most balls in this thing wins. I'm like, wow, more quirk.
Oh, you stole my heart.
And then the other one was Larissa Olenek. She was Alex Mack. Remember Alex Mack?
No.
She would turn into the silver goo and she'd be able to go under doors and stuff like that. She played Julia Stiles' sister in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Adorable.
There we go. Very cute.
Larissa Olenek.
Yeah. You
know, that was the first website I ever made, was a Larissa Olenek fan page.
Nerd.
Yes. I had no friends. Very obvious. 1027 BGS.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.